Overnight, a huge searchable database containing 11 million documents known as the Panama Papers was made public by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. The data from Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca was leaked by an anonymous whistleblower to expose how the rich and powerful around the world use offshore firms to evade tax and avoid sanctions. The news has prompted renewed calls for urgent action on tax dodging here in Australia and internationally. Marilyn Hetrelies has more.
In April this year, the Panama Papers investigation was published by the ICIJ in conjunction with 100 media partners around the world. Journalists worked together using the 2.6 terabytes of leaked data to report on how the rich and powerful around the world hide their money in offshore tax havens. The anonymous whistleblower known as John Doe said he leaked the papers to expose how massive pervasive corruption is causing growing inequality and poverty around the world. Now, the ICIJ has undertaken a huge project in creating a searchable database with the documents that expose 200,000 offshore shell companies and list more than 1,400 Australian addresses. While being named in the Panama Papers doesn't mean you are necessarily doing anything illegal, it means that you could be. But how are we to make sense of this huge amount of data from the largest document leak in history? Greenpeace Australia Pacific are calling for citizen investigators to get involved and help sift through the data now available on the ICIJ website.
When our companies move their money offshore and avoid paying tax, it's our schools and our hospitals that suffer. So our position is that there's a lot of data in these papers. A lot has been released overnight, and we're trying to let ordinary people take a look. There's so much data out there, and it really affects all of us. And I'm sure there's lots of people in Australia who have an interest in that kind of thing and have a few hours or a few days if they want to talk to that data. So we've just kind of opened that treasure trove to them and said, look, see what you can find. If you can find anything, flag it.
Greenpeace Australia head of campaign Susie Compton says it's ordinary people in Australia who are being ripped off by offshore tax arrangements, so they should be the ones to investigate.
I think it just opens it up to everybody. You know, it's saying that actually this data is talking about evasion and the use of money that affects people all around the world, including in Australia. And it's saying, here you go. It's not just for governments or for lawyers or for journalists to look at now. Actually, anybody with an interest in where Australian taxpayer money is being moved to avoid paying more tax can have a look at it and flag.
While Greenpeace think all tax evasion is wrong, they are particularly targeting fossil fuel companies in the Panama Papers investigation.
Fossil fuel companies are in decline. And so few are profitable now that these companies are already taking a huge amount of tax dollars in the forms of subsidies and tax concessions and potentially taking them offshore. And actually that affects all of us. So we're not just targeting fossil fuel companies, but we are very interested in knowing what those big companies are doing.
So what can people do if they want to join in the investigation?
They should jump onto Panama Papers online. If you have a look at our social pages or just Google Panama Papers, there's a lot of sites out there that have the data. And then if they find anything they think is interesting, and it may take a bit of digging, they can send us an email at panamapapers.au@greenpeace.org and just kind of tell us what you found. And obviously anything that is found, we're going to do a huge amount of research on, make sure it's right. Being named in the papers doesn't mean you've done anything illegal, but you might have. So, yeah, obviously we'll do our homework. But, yeah, we're interested in what people find.
Susie Compton, head of campaigns at Greenpeace Australia Pacific. The overnight release of the Panama Papers data has renewed calls for action on multinational tax avoidance. Executive Director of Action Aid Australia, Archie Law, says low-income countries suffer when tax havens are used to avoid tax, and the Panama Papers show urgent action is needed.
The information coming out from the Panama Papers just further confirms what's going on. The 1% robbing everybody else of their money. So the public doesn't have access to services such as hospitals and schools, whilst the 1% make money and live in $30 million homes.
Archie Law says tax dodging is a fundamental human rights issue.
I mean, it's quite stunning, actually. I mean, for example, the 200 richest people in the world, they own approximately $3.18 trillion. The total wealth of Africa as a continent is $2.83 trillion. You look at this sort of inequality throughout the world that's been created by these sorts of tax dodging systems, and that's why we're in a crisis. And that's why we need a crisis response. And instead, what we get from governments such as the Turnbull government is little baby steps and a lot of shouting about baby steps when really what we need is a comprehensive reform.
Archie Law hopes that the release of the Panama Papers online will push governments to address income inequality, make a commitment to closing these tax havens, and work internationally to support a UN-mandated body to do that.
The main thing is around transparent and open country-by-country reporting. But the next step is to have a UN-mandated body in place to oversee the international tax system. That's the sort of body that should have the teeth to close those havens. And we'd also expect the Australian government, if this is such a big deal for both parties, which they're both claiming it is, it would be good to see some global leadership coming forward in the next parliament.
Executive Director of ActionAid Australia, Archie Law, ending that report by Marilyn Hetrelees.